Let's start just by being here. And not meditating, not doing something. You're just here. Okay? And letting the body be here also. And just to feel here how it is that there's a body that goes with a mind that is happening. And how is it that you're here and you're not being told to do something other than be here, maybe relax? Maybe through relaxing, starting to let something in the body actively, quietly, actively, find a way of being on the ground at ease. Ground plus chair, ground plus cushions, whatever way, on the ground. Not as a mission, but as a discovering. Just like we discover, okay, there is a body and mind going on. Like it or not. And then we're just here for a while. We're just for a while. This is an experiment. Now we can notice what's happening doing this experiment. Do you feel uncomfortable? Do you feel comfortable? Do you not know what you feel? Do you know what you feel? And still, there's not any instructions to go by. There's no way to know if it's right or wrong. You just can start to get to know what is your experience just now. With an experiment of come, relax, and just be here for a while. Sometimes there might be movement inside that wants to know how it's supposed to be or what I should be doing. Or there might be movement inside that's again and again saying what's wrong. And can we just catch, how does that feel, that movement? Or there might be a movement of, how does that feel? Where do you feel what in ah? And then, if you wish, I'd like to ask you to notice where and how your hands are, how they feel, where they are. And again, on the side, noticing how is it that you approach that experiment? What happens in the mind and the body when there's a suggestion of any kind, when there's a suggestion to feel the hands? Does the mind say, my hands are in the wrong place, automatically, for example? And then let's go inside the hands for a moment. So just to explore your experience directly, starting to leave room for some stillness. And often, if we're going to move towards stillness, we need to give some room for movement. So a suggestion of being inside the hands, would the hands change their position in any way to be more at ease? Established, comfortable. Happy to be still for a while. Coming up soon. And so, although we're moving towards settling into stillness, being still, the suggestion in this moment right now is let the hands move if they would wish to, so to speak. From inside the hands, would they slightly adjust their position, or more than slightly, move and land in a different way. And then still inside your hands, feeling, what do you feel? With the help of an experiment of be inside the hands, inside your hands. We get to know body and mind. So we usually think of body and mind as two separate things. And that's because usually the mind dominates, takes over, seems to be the only thing. And then sometimes we visit the body. But when we actually visit the body and stay, we discover body-mind, not dominated by thinking or emotion. So in the hands, we're in the body-mind of hands. There's room for thought, for emotion, for reactions, for movements in the mind and the body. And if possible, just enjoying all the many different things you might feel in the hands, or noticing that you don't really feel the hands, as a way of getting to know you. There's still no way to say something is right or wrong. We're just discovering what is happening. Noticing also the aspect of contact, so the hands in contact with body or ground and air. All those different kinds of touch, air and cloth, body and ground. Is it possible to allow the feelings of heavy and light, warm and cool, different amounts of pressure in different parts of the hands, the space or the touch between the fingers, to let that direct experience flow on, and to notice if there's an image in the mind of the hands or memory of hands that we could shift into the background and come more into the direct experience. So still, it's not wrong that there's an image in the mind or memory of hands or the word hand or whatever. That's interesting, and it's by way of knowing you. Your mind works like that. It's not wrong. And it's not direct. That's all. And what is more direct? And how would it be if we come in the same way inside the body, in the back of the body, or in the lower body, the lower belly, or the lower back, or the pelvic bowl, the hips? Buttocks. The area of the sexual organs. So low down in the main body or back, just trying that, being inside that area. If you're not sure which one to try, so I would suggest back, the back of the body for now. And could there be the possibility of resting back or resting down. So though exploring, not even actively exploring, resting back and letting the back bring itself to you, or letting the lower body, lower belly, bring itself. You rest and let the experience come to you. The hard, soft, cool, hot, heavy, light, texture, movement, etc. Just come. You don't need to go out and get it. This sounds like a small shift, it's a major shift. So let the experience happen by itself. And to be here to receive that flash or spark of cool or warm or heavy or light, to let it fully happen and be gone. So we discover that we don't need to do what we thought we needed to do. We don't need to do our experience. It's already happening. We don't need to do our body. It's already bodying. And so most of our effort can relax and needs to slowly start to learn to relax, to not do all of that, to let it do itself, the fact of warm and cool, etc., happening and being felt. As a discovery each time. Resting into the back or the lower belly. Or where it works well for you. We were with the feet a lot last night, for example. Letting the part of you that wants to work on meditation start to understand it doesn't have a job and can rest, relax, drift away. And then starting to feel for what is it that is helpful. To stay with receiving the live experience just now. That little spring, Mayan. Like fountain spring, not springtime spring. In ourselves, that spring in ourselves. That just now is here and just now can feel the flash of warm or heavy or cool or light. that's the main practice for now, is staying with that spring or coming back again and again to that spring, Maya. The already awareness, something that's already ready for the unexpected sound or sensation. And feel it fully and lightly and let it be completely gone. Not in our hands. So a spring of already awareness that can meet the flow of experience. But much of the time, we need to practice and train out of our addiction to being too active in thinking or emotion. And so the practice then is noticing that I didn't realize, now I notice that I'm thinking or I'm caught in an emotion. And we can pause and feel, what does it feel like? This thinking or this emotion, what is the texture, where in the body, etc., and then come back, resting into the back or the lower belly or the feet or the sounds. And that might happen 100 times a minute. Noticing that you're thinking or in an emotion, and then discovering the relief of just belly or back. And it can help for some people, rather than just back or belly or feet, to feel an out-breath as it happens, each time it comes. Noticing the difference between my imagined, expected version of the out-breath and the actual living breath. Where we could really feel we don't know what comes next from the very beginning of the out-breath to the next moment through until the end. So practicing, feeling and knowing the difference between how I expect the breath to be, and how it actually is, and coming into how it is. It's a really different mode. Very ready and receptive, at ease and alert at the same time. And enjoying the simplicity of that, and the luxury of that simplicity. Maybe even permission inside ourselves to actually enjoy the silkiness and sensuality of the out-breath. So we're not trying to force some kind of neutral that isn't. We're not trying to ignore the yumminess of just out-breath. We let that be included if it's there. Other times, the breath is one thing too many. And so then we don't need to stay with the out-breath. We could just stay with a feeling of very grounded and open, letting that take over. And also there, leaving room for that spring, that Mayan spring of something light or joyful, kind of bubbling up. If it's there, not pushing it away. And I will continue the meditation in silence. And those of you who've been on several retreats will be glad that I'll finally shut up. And if you're new, you might feel lost. That's normal part of the process. Then you get to find for yourself again the belly without my help. Does anyone have a question or something to share?
Immediately I feel that I don't feel. For example, in the back. And then I'm lost.
So she's saying she finds it hard because immediately she feels that she doesn't feel. For example, in her back. So I want to check. It sounds like you tell yourself, okay, let's feel the back. And then your sense is that you don't feel anything. And then, what exactly happens next?
I'm looking for something that's supposed to be there.
Looking for something that's supposed to be there. Okay, and then what happens?
Or I think I start to imagine. To find
or she says, I think I start, or then maybe I think I start to imagine something, since I didn't find anything. Let's imagine it. And right there is already interesting. That movement of the mind, starting from I'm supposed to feel something that I can recognize as a feeling, I don't. And so then the mind will tend to replace, like, okay, substitute. I didn't feel what I thought I should, so let's make something up. That's already interesting right there. Okay, and then what else?
Something like letting go, but okay, I'm judging. I want to say in a bad way because it's like I don't know how to do it.
Yeah,
I'm not sensitive enough. It's
yeah. So where's letting go? I think there might be some, which is interesting, and then there's that not really letting go, but judging. So she said there's letting go, and then she says, I'm judging myself, but I think it's letting go in a bad way. And what did you say? Because I think I'm doing it wrong. I think I should feel something I don't feel. Yeah? Mm-hmm. And so then I'm asking, where's the letting go? Because that just sounds like judging. But I think there is a letting go. It feels like also.
But it's so hard to stay
there. Yes.
So...
So it's so hard to stay there, yes. So that's where easy is hard. It's hard to stay with just letting go and I don't know. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to leave you only there, but that's really a rich, fruitful place of potential. Okay, so it's hard to stay with letting go. That's why we call it a practice. We can't yet do that very well. So I accept I'm not good at staying with letting go, and but I'm kind of interested in that. I'm interested in harvesting out of that moment the letting go part. So then we have something to do. That's like, okay, what if I ignore the judging for now? What if I put that on the side? Which means a little bit actively, maybe there's nothing wrong here. The maybe there's nothing wrong here makes a lot of different options. One is, well, I do feel a little something there in my back that at first I thought wasn't enough. I feel a whisper of something I don't know what when I try to feel my back. That's one thing that might happen. And then that's hard to stay with because it's only a whisper. Another thing that might come is, well, she said back or whatever works. Oh yeah, I forgot about that. So what do I feel more easily in my body? Oh, okay, that works. a little bit, it's also hard to see it. From another reason. It's hard because it's good, or it's hard because it's a little easy, and something in me wanted it to fail, kind of, or something like that. So, but the main thing is other things open out as possibilities when we just stay with, maybe there's nothing wrong. And this is good to bring out, like, what's hard about easy. So easy is in the sense of, I'm not telling you, put your hands in this specific way and concentrate on that one face in your body with your third eye or whatever. That would be hard in a very known way. Some people would find it easy and they would feel they were the best. Some people would find it hard and they would think they were the worst, or that the teacher was the worst, or that something was the worst. And we know that. That's called war. And so what we're going towards is not war. It's not war. And we have to keep scrambling that tendency towards war. So I'm saying, for now, what works well for you? It might not come up right away. I'm not saying it's easy to find out what works well. If it came easy, we wouldn't be here. And then what comes easy, if maybe you feel your belly really easily right now. It can be hard to let yourself just be with what's easy. And to know, yeah, that is genuinely a good way for you today. It wasn't in the book, and it is your way today. So that's a kind of hard that we're not used to practicing. And then we actually get to practice. So even though it's easy, we still find ourselves with belly, not with belly, etc. And it's just normal human life, nothing special, like no problem and nothing special. And just do. And the goodness of nothing special. That includes mistakes, goes well, gets off track. Is it off track? Just normal. Learning, discovering. So let's just have a little more, I don't want to use the word instructions. Let's stand up.
Feel how gravity works with the body as you change your position. So feel the body shifting around, the fluids in the body moving, getting adjusted to a new posture. And feeling how is it to stand. So it's just going to be a few minutes. Even if you have to be not worried. Can we just notice coming into standing, to coming into this new shape, new position? Is there some kind of place in the body that feels more smiling? Is there some places in the body that feel more that we have to work or be on guard? So are there habits in the standing? And then just briefly feeling what that is. Do the shoulders get tight, for example? How is the lower back now? How is the pelvic floor? And so with a suggestion of being at ease while standing, that can help us notice what's not at ease also. That might be a habit. And then not just stopping there, could we feel behind the scenes why that habit? Is there something, some kind of protection of what? Some kind of giving up from what? Pressure or expectation. And then just dropping in, maybe lower belly, back, or feet, as we were when we were sitting or lying down. And it can be really nice, especially with this shorter retreat. It might feel like it's going on forever to do, but it's a shorter retreat. It could be one possibility of the same place in the body, the back, the belly, the feet, the whole time, day and night, as a resting place. But it's only one option. And if you like, you could have your feet slightly apart, your eyes closed, and just let your body shift around. And you could play with being inside different places in the body as your body shifts. Your feet staying still. The rest of you could move. And what works well for you, or good enough, well enough? Being in the feet, is that good? Is that juicy? Or good enough? The knees, the legs and feet. So in one way there's so many options. In another way it's just, there's one body, just like there's one planet. There's only so many places. It's a lot of them, but... So, or the lower belly, while the body moves. The feet still. Or the back, the hands, the whole body. And maybe deciding from the belly, just or first guess, best guess. So that we're not constantly going back up to the head trying to figure out what should I do with my belly now, or maybe I should go to the back. Just one. And already from here, in a few moments, walking out, you're walking. We can take off the meditation word because it's a meditation retreat, so it's walking. But live walking, living walking. And what helps you come to kind of a stop inside you as the body moves? That could be like, wow, what a weird thing or situation. I can feel all of this, but I don't know exactly. I don't know how it works. And so the mind, wow. Or just allowing that same sense of stillness and openness that I've mentioned a couple times. When it comes, stay there. Just transparency moving through. And with walking, we can also play with, if you have room, just to take a step or two. Actually lift your foot and put it down and push off onto that foot. There can really be a feeling of stepping now. And what was is gone. Stepping into now. As now. And feeling how it could be like joyfully letting what's gone be gone. It is gone. So feeling the heaviness of the body and the lightness also of just this. And then if you've only done one step with one foot, try the other foot. It might be different. So also, it's not often that we get the chance to just walk slowly, like a crazy person or a sick person or whatever. And on retreat, you can. So at least once a day, I would recommend playing with that. You don't have to walk slowly. It's not like you get points or something. The slower you walk. It's for your own sense of what helps connect. So, but especially walking slowly, and also any kind of walking. There's this word gorgeous in English. Yum, you can say. Beautiful yum. To be able simply to feel, as I start to lift the foot, first of all, something that happens before the body moves in the mind, a happening of, about to lift the foot. That's a powerful moment to be present to. And then yum, like the lifting feeling. And the toe is still on the ground. Yum. And the toe is about to come off the ground. Yum. It's flying. And it's landing. Wow. Yum. The different layers of pressure. The whole foot eating the ground. And then, wow, the next foot is wow. So please enjoy walking. We have 45 minutes for it. Now about 42. And with the not bells to remind you to come, just trust that you can. It does happen retreat after retreat. Get into the rhythm without someone else reminding you when to get in here. That you yourself want to be here and come a few minutes early. Is there any question about walking or stillness meditation?